Welcome to the Nonstop Kids Entertainment Podcast, brought to you by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the home of the hassle-free party package. If you'd like to book a party with Nonstop Kids Entertainment, just visit www.nonstopkids.co.uk.
Hi there, my name's Craig.
And my name's Patrick.
And welcome to the Nonstop Kids Entertainment Podcast, brought to you by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the biggest and best children's entertainers in the UK.
If we do say so ourselves.
And we definitely do. And this week we have a legend on the podcast, multi-talented. Well, we've had Shauna on in the past, and she was a singer, and you're obviously a singer as well.
Yeah.
But this is a guy that literally does it all. He's part of the Illusion Show, Slightly Unusual.
He is.
He's an amazing close-up magician.
He is.
He is a fantastic kids entertainer. He does a great cabaret show on his own, but he also does the Stevie Inside Show with Steve Manford, who we had in earlier.
He also plays the bass guitar.
He plays the drums. He sings. The first time I met him, he was singing live at Alton Towers.
Do you know
Towers.
What he doesn't do, though?
What?
He doesn't support the best team in Manchester.
Even though he is from Manchester. This guy's a living legend. We have been joined on the podcast by the one and only multi-talented, all-rounder, living legend himself, Cy Pedal, and we're going to introduce him right now. So, welcoming on the Nonstop Kids podcast, it is the one and only Cy Pedal. Come over here, Cy, really close to the mic. Cy, great to have you here.
Hello.
I'm dying. Oh. I'm choking here.
And great start to the podcast. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's what the listeners, want to hear. Just
like, my smoking got... Right, you are seriously talented and you basically can do anything. But you must have been involved in entertainment like basically your whole life, right?
Most of it. I actually started off my career as a chef, but because I was so into music, I just ended up finishing that and trying to go into music full time.
So you're a chef?
I was a chef for quite
a few years. Were you any good?
Yeah, very good. I was, in fact, very good. If I carried on doing the chefing, I probably would have been a very good chef.
What was your favourite dish to make?
My favourite bit to work in was the pastries, cakes and things like that was my speciality.
I love my pastries.
Brown bread ice cream. Was a speciality.
Brown bread ice cream.
Sounds crazy, yeah. Ass,
but it sounds very Yorkshire, doesn't it? It sounds very northern.
Bit of gravy on that.
Just got that bump for pants, and I'm going to go and get some gravy flavoured ice cream to go with my brown bread and butter.
So that's why I gave up chefing. then tried to basically go into music full time, which meant I had to move back in with mum and dad because you don't make any money doing that.
Nope.
But then luckily, I got discovered by a man you may know called Mr. David Kettle.
The living legend himself. I mean, David is amazing, isn't he?
He gave me lots of advice, gave me lots of chances, and then it went from there. And that was that.
And you are now... So David gave you a big break.
Basically, yeah.
And you're in a band called Patterson Fogg. Did that happen after you meet David, or was it before? Or?
So Patterson Fogg is a band made up of different bands. So the drummer was in a different band with me years ago, and Andy was in a band with him years before that. I toured as a drummer for a band, as a full-time touring drummer. And a friend of mine was getting married and said, could you play at the wedding? And I said, the band that I play for, you don't want at a wedding because it's an originals band and no one will know. So he said, could you get a band together? So I created the band 2 weeks before. We went and did the wedding. And at the end of it, a guy said, oh, could I book you for my birthday? I said, oh, we're not actually a band. And he said, I'll give you a load of money. And I said, what date? And then 8 years on, Patterson Fogg now carries on.
Absolutely.
And we do a lot at Alton Towers as the party band there. And
you do a lot of singing at Alton Towers, don't you, as
well? That's
where you and I first met.
I was a singer at Alton Towers as well as a musician there. And then David obviously then said, do have a go with Craig and Ross.
Yeah, because I remember saying to David, do you know anyone who might want to join Nonstop Kids? And he said, yeah, there's this guy called Cy. And I was like, oh, all right, okay, we'll speak to him. And yeah, you took to that, because there's like, we do have some singers in like, we just interviewed Shauna, mm-hmm. who also sings, and there's a few others as well, and Becky Crooks, obviously.
Becky, who I knew from Towers before here, obviously.
Exactly, but you, you took to it like a duck to water, because there's a big difference between standing there with a mic and singing and being an entertainer, isn't it?
Very, very different.
What's more challenging for you? What do you...
I'd say the magic, because there's so much more to learn, yeah. Mm-hmm. And working with some of the guys that I work with, obviously with Stevie and with Nemid and with Alex. Okay, not Alex. With you. I'm only kidding, Alex. Obviously, it's a lot to work up to. Whereas the music just comes completely naturally because I've done it for so long. As you are with magic, you've done it so long, it's just...
I can just walk out on it instead and do that, think about like it. You can as well.
Exactly.
And you talked about being a drummer, but you don't really... do much drumming these days, do you? Although you've just told me you're doing another drumming gig next week.
Yeah, to be fair, someone's asked me to play for a band this coming Saturday. So I've had to go to the studio and dig out one of my drum kits. My main instrument is I'm a bass player with Patterson Fogg and also with a lot of things for David, etc. I'm a guitarist, a singer, and also a drummer.
That's awesome. And you've got your own recording studio.
In Stockport.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't know that, did you?
I did not. We should make a feature film. Feature film about this. The side pedal story. Yeah. So, what's your favourite part about being a kids entertainer? Obviously, that's what you do predominantly now alongside with the magic. So what's your
kids entertainer is that absolute dumbstruck and look they have when you do something and they're just genuinely amazed. You get it with the adults in close up, but this is so much more with kids because they believe in magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They think you've genuinely made magic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas adults suspect, kids don't suspect.
I think the big difference for me between doing magic for adults and magic for kids is with kids, it's more about the presentation. I think it's why so many magicians that just perform for adults and just do close-up magic, they struggle performing for kids because when you perform for adults, it's primarily about the effect. You can get away with doing magic, close-up magic, and being the worst presenter in the world because you can just make it really visual. You can't do that with kids. It's all about the presentation.
Well, I do some of the routines I do in kids shows. I might do a routine where there's literally no magic until the very, very last minute.
Yeah.
And it's just 5 minutes of me being a kid.
I kind of look at it as almost like stand-up comedy for kids.
That's essentially what it is, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I think it was Rush said to me, it's that thing of making sure a kid is laughing every 10 seconds or something.
Yeah.
If you're not doing that, they're going to lose interest. And yet parents will say, how have you managed to keep that many kids sat still laughing for 30 minutes, whatever it is?
Yeah.
And it's for that reason.
Yeah, totally agree with you. Completely agree with you. And what do you prefer doing, close-up magical kids? Or stage shows? Because obviously
you do
stuff with Stevie and the Stevie and Sly show. You do your own cabaret show as well. And we've just announced to the world that you're taking a big role in Slightly Unusual in the Illusion show as well. So you've got a big gauntlet of stage magic as well.
Stage is where I feel most comfy. Mm-hmm. I definitely prefer doing it as a two-man show because you can ad-lib and bounce off each other a lot more. If I do the cabaret on my own, it means I've got to set up all the magic boxes myself and the PA myself. If I do it with Stevie, however, it means I've got to set up the PA and all the magic boxes myself. That's pretty much how Stevie's side show works. Stevie just looks at me and goes, are you done yet?
That's funny. That's so funny. Okay, so stage is kind of where you prefer to be.
Yeah, I like all of them, but stage is definitely my key one. I think it's because I'm so comfy on stage. Mm-hmm.
So when you're doing, obviously, your magic for adults, do you have a particular favourite trick that you like doing?
Anything Peter Nardi comes up with.
Nardi, for those of you that don't know, is a guy who runs a magic shop down in Kent. Mm-hmm. He runs a company called Alakazam, mm-hmm. and he's one of the most honest people in magic. Yeah. He will tell you if a trick's not very good. He'll mm-hmm. tell you if it's good. He'll be completely honest, which is...
And he's got a great mind as well. He can do some amazing things. A lot of his routines are excellent to perform, and a lot that Craig's introduced me to, because again, Craig will say... As you know, he'll tell you if something's good or bad. No holds bad.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of kind of honest about that.
Like like quite a lot of the entertainers that we've had on, like Steve, obviously doing the kids' parties, you can do pretty much every package that there is, obviously from the...
I think he'd struggle with Frozen.
Bar Frozen.
I'd give it a go.
Which Craig likes to make that joke every time.
Like, I think
it's the gift that keeps on giving.
You could be Elsa and Anna.
So what's your favourite package to do?
Honestly, just probably just a hassle-free.
Yeah,
it's just because it's...
Everyone says that, don't they?
It's my own show as well. It's completely something I've got in mind. I know exactly what's going next, and there's no theme. So sometimes I'll make my own theme to a show. No matter, and the theme ones are great because you get to have a lot of fun and you I think, right, how am I going to turn my tricks into this style of theme, etc. But when you've just got that free reign, that's the best.
Obviously, sometimes we give you the themes on parties, which aren't actually set themes. Mm-hmm. Do you, has there ever been a theme that we give you that you've struggled to implement into a...
Well, I remember Alex getting a Thomas the Tank Engine one, and I could just picture him dressed as a train.
Yeah, no, I don't think that would.
I think I've managed to get away with it. I think it's pirate ones, because I did a lot of pirate stuff at Alton Towers. That was second nature, so that was ace. Pirate ones, Star Wars ones, again, that's just like being paid to have fun. So, no, not too bad, really.
And what's your favourite trick? Kids, cabaret, sorry, kids, stage, and close up.
Okay, so my favourite kids trick at the moment is Miser's Dream. It's just so
much
fun.
Stevie taught it to you, obviously.
Yeah, Stevie taught me that one. It's a great trick. It's such a great, great, great trick. And when you're doing this slightly younger kids, it gives them, there's almost no, you can get away with almost not talking in it. And it's all just visual, and it's the kids' faces that makes it magic. Stage show wise, it's got to be Fizz Roulette. It's just
you do that so well.
My signature little game.
You do that so well.
And how the cabaret written that me and Steve do is, even when we do it in a two man cabaret, it's written that I always win it, so I get to play that no matter what.
Okay, and what about close up?
Close up favorite trick. Shall I say the actual name of it?
Just describe it.
Okay, so my
actually no, it'll be fine. Say it. It's good.
No, I'm just going to describe it. So basically, I put a card in someone's hand. They close their hands as tight as they can go. And then without even touching them, that card becomes a different card and I get their card in my hands.
Great trick.
It's so much fun.
Sounds brilliant.
Patrick, your enthusiasm just blows me away.
Could not have sounded more sarcastic. Just a little apology to the viewers as well about the footsteps.
We have a baby elephant upstairs.
Yeah, we are in a different place where we usually record the podcast due to...
What are they viewing? Just the phone?
Yeah, I suppose they're viewing the Non-Stop Kids logo.
Can't read us.
To be fair, I think it would be an idea to make this into a video.
A video, yeah.
Yeah, anyone who, as I say every time, all you four listeners out there, if you do want this made into a video form, do let us know. So, obviously, being a kids entertainer for the world that you have, actually not just with kids entertainment, obviously with magic as well, have you ever had any difficult moments on stage and that you've had to overcome? Like, so basically, what's been your most embarrassing moments, both with kids and...
Kids ones, it happens every now and then. A kid will just walk off in the middle of a trick.
Yeah.
And you just go, okay. Or I'll go like, put your finger in the funnel. No. Oh, right. Next, and then just get another kid.
That'd be where you'd whack in your... have you ever helped a magician before? Oh, you're not helping one now.
It's the most common line of close.
My go-to line, yeah, absolutely. My go-to line, yeah.
And what about with close-up magic for adults? Have you had any embarrassing moments with that particularly?
Oh, absolutely. There's a trick. In fact, it's a trick that I did on you before, where they pick a card and then I reveal it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I took the wrong card out of the pack.
Oh, no.
And I went, ta-da, and then I realised I'd gone wrong. And they were then expecting me to do a real reveal, and I'm like, nope, that's literally the end of it. Oh,
no. I remember once, remember that trick that you were looking at when you were editing for YouTube? Where I do a trick quite a lot where I steal someone's phone.
Oh, yeah.
And I give them back, because I do a lot of pickpocketing and stuff, so I'll take the phone off them during the trick and give them back at the end. I did that once, but I forgot to give them the phone back. And I didn't realise until me and Russ had been driving for half an hour back home from London, and the phone rang. And I was like, what's this in my pocket? What's the... Uh-oh. Hello? I'm on my way back. Sorry.
Do you have to drive all the way back?
Yeah, to give him the phone back.
Oh, my God.
It was the last table. I nicked the phone, and then the speeches started, and I just walked off with the phone in my pocket.
Only you could do that.
Yeah, that was just...
You should have answered it and just gone... Ta-da!
Abracadabra!
So, final question before we move on to the quickfire question round.
Yeah.
If you could give one piece of advice to parents out there when organising a party, not including Book Non-Stop Kids.
And that's beside.
Or that's beside. Yeah, what advice would you give them?
Not to panic about anything. The amount of times they arrive there and they're so stressed, I was going, there's nothing to worry about. I said, have you got the food sorted? And you go, yeah, that's right, that's it. Job's good.
It's funny that they spoke to Craig on the phone before and he'd passed his stress out. He's stressed about something, so we need to be stressed.
I'll have you know that I've been working very hard on being less stressed recently.
Oh, right.
Didn't realise that. When that starts, if you could let us know, that'd be great.
Yeah. Shut up.
When Craig Petty comes up on my phone, I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh, I'll just be over here playing with my discs. No, go on.
Playing with your what?
This is why we need a video.
Just over there. You can't say playing with a word that sounds like that on a podcast. Right. Anyway, quick fire question round.
Yes, so you've got 90 seconds, Si, to answer as many questions as you can. We're going to be giving a prize out to the entertainer that answers the most in 90 seconds at the conference that's happening in the summer that Steve and Si are actually performing at.
Yes.
And you, currently the winner is Shauna, isn't it, right?
Shauna is with 19, yeah.
19?
Yeah. She just went for it.
That's insane.
She was getting really annoyed. There's a bit of Shauna Steph jealousy going on there. It's like, right, she couldn't let Steph, Steph was currently in the lead, she couldn't let Steph win, and she just went for it.
How many did Stevie get?
He got 16.
Yeah, he's like joint second.
He was joint second with Steph, yeah.
Was it two or three that Alex got?
He got four, five.
So he got something terrible.
Something terrible. Yeah. Something awful. Yeah, because it is Alex.
And while we're doing that, Craig will just play with his disc.
I'm gonna time you and play with my discs. All right, okay. So you got 90 seconds and your time starts now.
If you could buy any type of food right now, what would you buy?
Chocolate.
What colour is your toothbrush?
Blue.
If you could be any animal, what would it be and why?
Stevie Mandini.
Because?
He's Stevie Mandini.
What is one thing that you would put on your bucket list?
To go see Penn and Teller.
Mm-hmm. Who's your favourite superhero and why?
Craig Petty.
And because? He's
I've
Craig
seen
Petty.
His slides.
Who do you admire the most?
Craig Petty.
What is your favourite summer activity?
Cabaret.
If a movie was made out of your life, what genre would it be and who would play you?
It'd be like Shawshank Redemption.
And who would play you?
Stevie Mandini.
If you could be any flavour of ice cream, what ice cream flavour would you be and why?
Well, brown bread, because it's the best.
Who's your favourite cartoon character?
Oh, SpongeBob SquarePants.
If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go and why?
Oh, Australia, because my mum comes from there.
Are you a morning or a night person?
Both.
What is your favourite hobby?
Music.
What is one thing that annoys you the most?
Stevie Mandini.
What is the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Please don't say Stevie Mandini.
No, I was going to say that. Stevie Mandini's cooking.
I was about to say something else. What is one of your weird quirks?
I look like Stevie Mandini.
Describe yourself in three words.
Stevie Mandini.
And I think that time is up. I think you've got 15.
Oh,
wow. Stevie beat you.
I can't believe it.
It's not a bad effort.
But we've got another game to play with you now. The yes-no game.
Okay.
If you're old enough to remember Mallet's Mallet.
Yes. I would have lost.
Don't pause, don't hesitate. First person to... Now, the worst person we've ever had on this is either Ryland or Alex.
Alex lasted two seconds.
I think
Ryland had featured quite a lot in his life.
His
yeah.
girlfriend says that, I'm sure.
But the only person that's actually made it to the end of the 90 seconds is Steph. Steph made it all the way through till the end.
90 seconds?
60 seconds. You've got 60 seconds. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so can't pause, can't hesitate. You can't say yes or no. Your time starts now. Are you ready?
Indeed.
Okay, and your name is?
Si.
Are you sure?
I am.
And you came here today from?
Manchester.
And you support?
Man City.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
And you like them?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He said, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did, yeah. Nine seconds.
Yes.
It's a good enough yes. Right, one last thing, and then we're going to hit joke of the week. One last thing, very, very quickly. We always ask everybody to do an impression.
Okay.
You've got to do an impression. Somebody who you think you do a really good impression of. Ooh. Tell us who it is, and then do the impression.
Or don't tell us who it is.
I literally don't know a single impression.
If not, I'm going to give you somebody.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to give you the same person as Alex, because I don't think anybody could screw it up worse than Alex did. Christopher Walken.
Oh, crikey. I wouldn't know it. Oh, Christopher Walken.
Okay, he doesn't know Christopher Walken. That's
Sean
fine.
Connery.
Sean Connery.
Oh, Sean Connery. So I said to Sean Connery, I said, I got to let me think.
Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, a born entertainer. Come on, anyone can do Sean Connery.
I ever saw Connery joking, I forgot it.
Anyone can do Sean Connery.
Can you do an impression of Stevie Mandini?
Yeah, it goes like this. Check me out, I'm the best gravy! There we go, that's Stevie Mandini, everyone.
Right, yeah, it will do.
It will do.
All the people who know Steve Mandini.
This is it. I said to Sean Connery, what time shall I meet you? He said, about 10-ish. I said, not now.
Right, it's now time for a bit of this.
Non-stop kids. Joke of the week.
So, it's that time, joke of the week, where we tell a joke and the viewers decide who does it the best. Who are we going to start with?
Si.
Go for it, Si. What?
Joke. Your joke.
I ain't got any jokes.
Come on, but we need some northern humour. You need to bring the gravy.
What's the best thing about Switzerland?
Oh, he stole my joke.
I don't know. What's the best thing about Switzerland?
I'm not sure, to be honest, but the flag's a big plus.
We'll have to make sure this one goes out before the before any of the other ones, because we've actually had that.
Have you told that one?
Yeah, this
is terrible. I'll tell a different one as well, then.
Go on.
I'll
then.
Double up. There's two snowmen stood outside in a field. One says, "Here, can you smell carrots?" And be scarecrow like won an award for being outstanding in his field. That's Manchester at its finest.
Well,
you
may as well move this way.
Okay, go on. You're going to raise your game.
I'm going to try. How can you tell that you have a really bad case of acne?
How?
When blind people try to read your face.
Oh my God.
That's not a good one.
That's actually not bad. That's pretty good. So, here's mine. Did you hear about the psychic dwarf that escaped from prison?
No.
Did you hear about the psychic dwarf that escaped from prison?
No.
Interesting thing was the newspaper article the next day on the headline, it said small, medium, at large.
That's just terrible.
Do you know much about dwarves?
No.
You know what I know? Very little.
Was that meant to be a toy bot, or did you just sort of...
I just threw the second part in. I went rolling with it.
Because of the second part, you get a 2 out of 10 for that.
Because he told two jokes. Yeah. Both 1 out of 10.
Yeah, simple math, really.
Oh, my gosh. Right, I think we're done.
We are done.
I think we're done. Si, thank you very much for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now he's got on his trip back to Manchester. But before he goes, remember, if you want to book Si or anywhere else for your kids' party, all you have to do is contact us here at Nonstop Kids Entertainment just by going onto our website, www.nonstopkids.co.uk, or giving us a call on 0333 301 3002. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook,
Twitter,
YouTube, iTunes, Pinterest.
You keep saying Pinterest, but...
I think we do something on Pinterest, but you and I don't do anything, so it doesn't really get done.
YouTube, we said that?
YouTube.
Google Plus.
Does anybody use Google Plus? But the most important thing is obviously follow this podcast on iTunes by hitting subscribe.
Or on Audioboom.
On Audioboom, which is the home of the Nonstop Kids podcast. And we'll see you again next time, Friday, 12 o'clock. My name's Craig.
My name's Patrick.
And I've been Si.
See you again.